The mood was somber. The only sounds were the marching steps of an honor detail. The soldiers raised their arms in salute after draping an American flag over one of five coffins at the National Cemetery, where they have laid for decades.
This is very special and personal for me.
Gene Miastis is the cemetery's public affairs specialist.
I'm a 30-year Coast Guard veteran, and I want to do everything possible to ensure that my brothers and sisters in arms, their remains are honored, and that they're handled in the most dignified manner, and that we do our small part in getting those remains back to the families.
Nearly 400 crew members aboard the USS Oklahoma lost their lives in the 1941 bombing of Pearl Harbor. Only 35 were identified at the time, with the majority buried in graves marked as unknown. Monday's service, what the military calls a dignified transfer ceremony, is part of a push to name them all.
See our nation's commitment to honoring those that served in the past and providing fullest possible accounting for their families. It just demonstrates everything that makes our country great.
Michael Linnington leads efforts on behalf of the military's Missing in Action as part of the Pentagon's Defense Accounting Agency. He says the identification process will take time. After consulting dental records at the lab in Hawaii, the remains will then be sent to Omaha, Nebraska for further DNA testing.
DNA testing is a complicated process, but the technology has really improved greatly over the last couple years. That's why we're doing this. We're very optimistic about the identification process that will take place over the next couple years.
The department plans to exhume more than 60 caskets from the Punchbowl Cemetery by October. Linnington expects the DNA analysis will take about 5 years to complete. Relatives of close to 85% of the battleship's crew supplied DNA and family records to the agency to help identify the remains.
And obviously it's what the families want to do. They want their loved ones home, and we're happy to help them in that process.
And after waiting more than seven decades, families of these fallen soldiers are eager for that day to arrive. Molly Solomon for HPR News.